This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Recording in progress.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishmor Daf Ashur. We're learning some in Mem Siv Beis. Bayis Sheyesh Bo Tefillin. A house that has tefillin in it. We read this yesterday. We're going to read the Mechaber Rama one more time. Aser L'shamish B'mitasei. It's forbidden to have marital relations. Ad Shei Yoitziyim. Either your choices are remove the tefillin, or she'anicha mechli mitachli, or you got to put it into two kelim. Provided that v'hu she'ein hasheni miyuchad lahem. That is, the second one cannot be designated for it. Shemhu miyuchad, if it's designated, afilu me'ach hashum ke'achad, even 100 are like one. So it sounds like Dafka, the second one, can't be designated. The first one that it's in could be designated. The second one should not be designated. Hagavim shneyam eino miyuchadim lahem. If they're both not designated. Oysha pnimi eino miyuchad lahem. V'achitzen miyuchad lahem mutar. So that from the Mechaber, it sounds like Dafka, the second one, should not be miyuchad. But the Rama says, if they're either both not designated, now I don't know why the Rama has to say that, that's obvious. But he says, if the inner one is not miyuchad, then it's permitted. That's a chiddush. I don't know why the Rama needs to say, if they're both not miyuchad. Obviously, that's what the Mechaber is saying. Tefillin. Not only can there not be tefillin, vuadin chumashim. A chumash, a sidurei tefillos, or a sidur, a shar svarim. Bein b'ksiva, whether it's written, bein b'dfus, or it's printed. Hakol yesh bahem kedusha. Uva'inan kli toich kli. Va'afilu imhein ksav meshita. Even, it's not ksav meshita. What's ksav meshita? Hainu she'inu ksiva stam. It's not written, v'hu rak ksav ashuri. Meaning, even if it's not written like a Sefer Torah, it's printed, it has Kedusha. Okay. So that's interesting, because the Lashon of the Mechaber is a house. A house. So we'll see what the options are. Ukrichas ha-Sefer, eina nechshavas l'kisoy. The binding of the Sefer, the cover of the Sefer, is not considered a covering. Dihi miguf ha-Sefer. That's from the body of the Sefer. That's part of the Sefer itself. Uva'inan oid shnei kisuyin v'ayin b'yardea b'sun reish ayin aleph b'taz sham sivkatan chas shekasav kol ha-mekel b'kedusha svarim ha-nitfasin asa litein esadin. Don't be mekel with published svarim. Don't say, well, it's not a Sefer Torah, only Sefer Torah has kedusha. No. Published svarim have kedusha, d'dfus have a k'mayk siva. Printing is like writing. By the way, the reason is, the Dersha brings, that the Taz says, there's no chilak whether you push the pen on the paper or you press the paper on the ink. What difference does it make if you put the ink on paper or paper on ink? Either way, it has Kedusha. What, it only has Kedusha if you write it? The Mishabru and Simon Reish Mem Sivkat and Chav Tes also says that nowadays, all Svarim, even Bedfus, have Kedusha. But the question is, what about, that was back in the day when if you wanted to print, you had to, you know, crank a lever and, you know, there were all kinds of gears. But nowadays, some guy, you know, on his computer, he presses a button and everything happens with computers. You know, you're going to soon have, Svarim written with AI, you know. But what would the halacha be? Says the Shevet HaLevi, all the svaras that the poiskim say that svarim have kedusha no longer apply, because you're not doing anything. Nothing is done. Loi shayches bem svarazu machlas kach hekel legabi sev shenuzanin al yidei min. If a min publishes a sev, you don't have to burn it. You know, I have friends in Eretz Yisrael that they get enjoyment out of burning svarim. No, you don't have to burn a sefer Torah written by a min because it was written by a. Because it wasn't written or published. However, regarding Kedusha of, what about like magazines or newspapers that are published by Yerei Sharon that have Divrei Torah, that the Sheva Levi is machmeran. So it sounds like he's only using the svara, legabi, burning svarim, but not regarding that you don't have to be noyeg kedusha in published svarim. Rabbi Yashiv of Nissen Karelitz also says they definitely need gniza. Okay. What about somebody's in a room, in a cheder that has svarim hamudfasim betzilam? Basically, let's say you're in a room that has svarim that the svarim were copied on a copy machine. So Chaim Knievsky says you should put it kli betoch kli. Or, let's say, hachnosas svarim. Let's say you want to bring svarim into the Beis HaKiseh. Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Vosner says you need two kisuyim, and you don't be mako just because it's not kayach adam. Okay, so this sefer that svarim today are made by the computer, it's only a kula legabe, burning svarim of minim. But he does bring that Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Scheinberg were makel on a sefer published by computer that to bring into a bathroom you only need one kisoy. Okay, ayin b'yaradeya, back into the Mishnah Berurah. Ach b'tshuvas chavas yoros simen kopeidah noito lahakal b'zeh b'shasat chak g'she'en loy ba'amel l'chasois. The chavas yoyer is makel b'shasat chak if you don't have what to cover svarim with. In other words, let's say you're going away for Shabbos. They put you in a room. The guy has his whole svarim shrunk in the room. So they're not. You're going to put two curtains up. It sounds like the Chavos Yoyer is noite lahakel that tashma shamita would be permitted if the svarim in the room, it's not tefillin, it's not sefer Torah, it's only published with the printing press. Lamaisa, another eitzo would be if you can cover the svarim in two covers, to cover the people completely in two covers. That would also be an eitz of somebody's b'shas hadchak. Okay? Mitasai oy lasai srachav, or to go to the bathroom. Ad sheyotziyem. So this is very important. When the mechaber says bayis sheyesh boy, bayis means cheder. It means a room. It doesn't mean the house. Okay? It means a room. B'cheder acher. Oy shemavsik b'fneim b'mechitza gavaya asar tvachem. Or you put in a mechitza 10 tvachem to. So like this, halach l'maisa, person has svarim on their night table. If you put it in the night table itself is a mechitza that's 10 tvachem to. You don't have to cover it in the night table. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that if it's a mechitza gavaya asar tvachem. V'ayin l'kaman b'simin rei shmeh magen avram sivkatan tes vav. Let's see what he says. That if this mechitza has holes and windows, then it's not going to help because the svarim are not mechusim in ha'ayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself is mekel, and even though it's better to cover the svarim, b'shas hadchak, you could be soimech that if the mechitza has holes and chaloinois, it would still be okay. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Tomorrow we'll finish up this sif. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, and I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov.
When the first class is struck, that means Meir Aglaim also?
L'chayra. I'm not 100% sure, but
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.